We wanted John to talk about what the thoughts are now and what you're hearing on the bubble city concept. And obviously Vegas is right in the middle of the mix for that.
Yeah, no question. I think, first of all, we need to step back away from the NBA and just say, what has Adam Silver said that needs to happen kind of in society for the NBA to come back? And so he said he wants to see the case counts of coronavirus come down. He said that he wants to see widespread testing so that they're not compromising sort of healthcare's ability to take care of patients and test patients. And then potentially they want to see a vaccine too, right? And I think right now, you know, we're basically 7 weeks into the NBA shutdown, and the case count number is still rising pretty quickly. The testing situation has improved, but it's not sort of where they need it to be. And then there's no vaccine. So in terms of the standards that Adam Silver has laid out, I think the number one takeaway here is that the NBA is still in wait-and-see mode, and we're all going to need to be a little patient. I know there was a lot of excitement, especially last week, everybody trying to push to maybe get something done, whether it's Las Vegas or Disneyland or Disney World, sorry, or whatever else. And I'm just kind of in that camp that says, hey, pump the brakes here a little bit. They've still got, you know, some time to try to work this out. They can always delay the start of next season if they need to buy themselves some time. Now, in terms of Vegas specifically, look, Adam Silver says that every single year at Summer League, they have a very strong relationship with that city. They enjoy having the event there. The entire NBA comes there now basically every summer. The event has expanded a lot, and there's good feelings. And everyone knows what Vegas brings to the table in terms of hotel rooms, also luxury hotel rooms, which is important if you're talking about NBA guys being cooped up potentially for like 6 weeks, and then also basketball facilities. So to me, any short list that's going to be out there in terms of where the NBA would try to play, you know, the playoffs, whether it's, you know, without fans and just for television only, you know, Vegas is going to be on that list. I just think it's still too early. I mean, Adam Silver said it himself. You know, we're listening to all the proposals, but we haven't really seriously discussed them internally. They haven't put a plan in place quite yet. And so for that reason, we're all just kind of stuck in limbo.
It feels like we're hearing a new rumor or a new story or a new possibility like every day, and we're getting excited and chasing them around. But do you get a sense there is a like a drop dead date where they have to make a decision, they have to be moving forward, or else they just have to scrap it?
Well, here's the thing, guys. First of all, everybody's thinking with their heart, you know, on this issue, because everybody wants basketball back. I mean, I'm starved for it just like you are. I mean, I went through denial for like 3 weeks when they canceled the season, trying to figure out like what the heck am I going to do with my life. And you know, thankfully, the job's gone forward like normal and everything else, but it's a massive disruption. And, you know, we should be talking about the playoffs right now, you know, maybe hyping up like a Western Conference Finals with the Lakers and the Clippers or something like that, instead of worrying about all these scenarios. Now, in terms of a drop-dead date, you know, there isn't one yet. He has not set one yet. Obviously, at some point, you know, you can't push the season all the way back deep into the fall because you'd be potentially competing with football, and you'd really be compromising next year's schedule. But what we have heard is that they're potentially willing to start next season as late as Christmas, right? Which is, you know, multiple months, you know, basically more than 2 months after its usual start date. So that tells you they've still got, you know, multiple months here this summer, whether it's, you know, late June, early July, before they really have to make a decision. I mean, you can do this playoffs a bunch of different ways, especially if you do it in that bubble. You don't need to have teams flying back and forth across the country, so you're not wasting the travel days. You can condense the playoffs down into about 8 weeks. And if you wanted to shrink the size of the playoffs and just say, hey, look, we don't have the ability to bring all 16 playoff teams to one side. It's just too much. Let's do an 8-team playoff. If you did that, you could run the whole thing in about 6 weeks. So, again, you could try to squeeze it in, say, in August and September, and then still start your season, you know, with plenty of time. You know, to go before December. So that's sort of the rough timeline they're looking at. But again, I think we should also acknowledge the teams at the top of the standings, they really want to play. Obviously, the Lakers, LeBron's come out and said that. The Clippers have said the same thing. The Bucks obviously want to play. There's a lot of teams out there right now who have nothing to play for. I mean, Steve Kerr and the Warriors, you know, came out last week and said, we feel like our season's over, right? They just think the rest of the regular season's going to be you know, canceled at some point, or they're just going to be let off the hook. And there's a lot of teams in that position where they're saying, look, it's not worth any level of risk to play some meaningless games to finish out the regular season. Why don't we just, you know, buy as much time as possible and just come back in the fall and maybe try to start with next season fresh? So the tricky part for Adam Silver is he's got to weigh all these different opinions. You know, the winning teams that want to play, and some of these losing teams that are saying, hey, we don't want to risk anything. And that's a tricky task.